This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
13 minutes past 8. Good morning. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. It's a cold, rainy morning. Thank God it's Friday. But for some people, the rain isn't making your Friday-like. I'm pretty sure as the day continues to unfold, better things await all of us. In the meantime, let's go to our conversation for this morning. Before I start, I'd like to say this is a very sad event that involved the national coordinator of the JTF who got about, I think it was, well, that would say second degree or third degree burn, but suffered severe burns during their operations tackling illegal oil refining, and he's currently in the hospital. It was a shock because I got the information yesterday and then had a video call with him and saw the situation. He was really burnt, face, hands, legs, and is currently in the hospital. The good thing was, I think, a visit from the Commissioner of Police. The Commissioner of Police was there and a couple of other people. It's really sad. We wish him speedy recovery. We know that it's a regular on the Morning Crossfire. And we would endeavor to bring you more details about the situation as soon as we get them. But so our conversation this morning is with a gentleman who is the chairman or president, if you'd like to say, of the Port Harcourt Logistics Owners Association. His name, Arthur Chijuka. So welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Arthur or Arthur?
Arthur.
Arthur. Because it's spelled sort of like Arthur, and I'm like, okay. All right, Arthur. Welcome. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew, and the reason for this conversation is simple. Let's take our minds back to the past administration when there was a very serious ban on all delivery guys, and the logistics companies were crying out for help because they felt that they were being their business was being targeted and it was difficult for them to operate. And the reason given by the state government was some people perpetrate crime using these logistic companies. They transport weapons, transport hard drugs, transport, there's a lot of things. And so for that reason, some sort of profiling was required and all of those. So fast forward till now, there are still people who say we have reports of this. In fact, honestly, my colleague experienced something because she had ordered something that was to be delivered, and in the process of that we had that the person was intercepted and by the police, and while they checked, and then they found some illegal substance inside the box carrying the delivery package of other people. So technically all those people did not get their deliveries done to them. But now is how do you tackle this when people bring packages to be delivered? What is the procedure for logistics companies before you go for delivery?
Okay, good morning, Mr. Andrew. Firstly, before we get the delivery done, the customer is meant to declare the item she is requesting us to come pick up and drop off.
By declare, you mean like
she has to state it verbally,
or you see or text. It by yourself.
Firstly, she do it by text because most of our orders are gotten through WhatsApp messages or possibly any other platform we use. So when she texts us, possibly you're coming to pick up a clothes.
She or he. So it doesn't look like it's only she's that use deliveries.
Yeah, so she might definitely tell you, okay, you're coming to pick up a dress, you're coming to pick up a cake, you're coming to pick up different items. Now, we first of all have a proof that this is what you asked us to come pick, a cloth. Now, the dispatcher or the rider has been trained, well-schooled, that upon pickup, he is to physically examine what he's picking up. If a client refuses him to examine that item, he shouldn't pick it up.
What if it's been wrapped? It's a gift. So, it's in a box, and I've wrapped it, I've sealed it, and it's supposed to go to somebody, perhaps it's a surprise. So you're saying the rider comes to pick it up, and when he gets there, we have to unbox everything?
We usually advise them not to wrap before we come. If it would take 10 to 15 minutes for the dispatcher to wait to save us a whole lot of stress, we'd prefer that. But there are some special cases whereby in terms of possibly cakes and the rest that we know you can't even examine, you can't put your hand inside. So the customer has to bear full liability if anything should happen along the road.
So did they sign to that, like if along the road anything happens, customer takes full responsibility for this?
Yes.
Is there some sort of...
There's some indemnity.
Okay.
Yeah, that you bear full responsibility if what you ask us to come pick up is not what we are picking up.
In the time that you've been in this business and as chairman of the association, has there been reports from other logistic companies about, you know, apprehending riders who perhaps along the way involve in transporting illegal items for clients or customers?
Definitely. I can't deny that fact.
And how has it been handled? How is it being handled by the companies when you get these reports?
Most times, outside the last incident we had, the dispatch company was asked to come pick up jewelries.
Mm.
Yeah, and it was all packed up, arranged. The dispatcher opened the item. He saw some golds and the rest of it. Not knowing underneath the layer, they kept some white substances. So I don't know how the police at my one police station got to notice and opened the jewelry part, opened under and saw the item. Immediately the rider is arrested, which is normal.
Mm.
Now, and we tend to tell our members, you don't have any right to get to the station. We send the association lawyer at first and we try to make sure the rider does not escalate the issue. He doesn't reach out to either the person he's supposed to deliver to or the person he picked up from that such incident.
Why?
If you do so, since most of them know what they're sending, they tend to go into hiding.
Oh, okay.
And the logistics company takes the full blue.
Mm.
So we tend to make sure we keep everything discreet and he acts like he's going to make a proper delivery of that item with the police officers who pick up such person. Hence, you pick up the recipient or the pickup. The logistics company is removed from the case.
And has there been times where in the you've discovered this and then the either the customer or the receiver or the sender was arrested?
Yes, we've had numerous cases where the senders were arrested. We've had cases whereby the senders got a tip and they switched off their phone. So the companies had to face the full issues. We have some riders who are still in various stations in Port Harcourt over this same case and some bikes at some stations because the police would not release the logistics company unless you provide who sent these parcels to you.
So if this is the case, in situations where you have this agreement signed and then this thing happens and then there's contact agreement, that's what you signed, especially let's say for instance it's a cake, you cannot now want to dip your hands into the cake to know whether they put something inside the cake or not. And similar thing, I think, for the jury, the guy is not a criminal to suspect that, or a policeman that's trained to say, let me check on that. So in that particular case, all you have is the agreement signed between the customer and the company.
Yeah.
So how do you then convince the police in that situation this is what it is?
That's how bad it is because they won't listen. They just have to put somebody has to take the fall for movement of...
But they know that this is who you are going to deliver this and they have the contacts and address and all of the person. Shouldn't it be their duty to go after that person and perhaps this person, the company's rider, is granted bail pending, if we have questions, we invite you to come back and answer questions rather than keep the person in the cell?
They definitely won't do it like that. I'll tell you, it's so bad that if the rider is apprehended with a bike and the owner of the bike, possibly logistics owner, the CEO of the company comes, she'll be apprehended too. If her brother comes, he'll be apprehended too. If five persons come in line with that case, they will arrest all of them. That's how very bad it is. Even when they know this does not belong to the logistics company, this is supposed to be a pickup and a drop-off.
Mm.
So what we've told our owners once in events of such cases, do not go to the station. The association's lawyer would go first.
So if you're aware of this, this has been happening, how come in the time when the former governor of Rivers State, Yason Wike, had, you know, these complaints and needed to do profiling and all of the rest, logistic companies were largely not very happy with it?
We were not happy with it because of some of the statements that were made by the previous government. Now, some of the statements they made were we were not properly screened, we were not properly profiled, that they did not have any data on logistics bikes and companies in Port Harcourt, which was not entirely true because prior before the ban, we had our details of both the riders and the company, the owners, with the State Ministry of Transportation.
Mm.
So the same thing the state government did was something we've been doing over time. Just that maybe they added an extra layer of security. The Department of State Security was involved in the profiling process, of which we still have some bottlenecks in the process, we're still having continuous meetings and agreements with the current commissioner.
Even now?
Even till date.
What new steps are being introduced?
Now, so some
or suggestions being made?
Some of the bottlenecks we had is the state government, through the profiling process, tend to tie a dispatcher to a particular bike and a company. And, you know, dispatchers are staffs of a company. There's a possibility of employing a staff today and the next day he's willing to leave the
company.
Now, but the process of this dispatcher being as being granted a permit might take close to 9 months. So we told them...
A permit to operate?
Operate.
Okay.
So we clearly told the government that you can't expect us to always wait for 9 months before we can switch a staff, of which it is possible for a staff to come to work today and the next day he doesn't want to come.
So the point is, if you get a new staff, that's the period it takes before that staff can begin to work.
Yes.
So what happens to your business in 9 months while you're waiting?
You have to wait.
Did they explain why it would take 9 months to profile a person before they grant them permits to...
It's the documentation process. You have to submit a letter to the government, to the governor, to the chief of staff, forwards.
It's still... Say, why would it take 9 months for, like... It's a document that certain people who man certain offices that to receive, sign, look at, and approve and pass on. Why would it take 9 months to do that?
I sincerely don't know.
And you guys are not worried that that could affect business the state?
That's why I said we've been having the current commissioner of transport, Mr. Honorable Jacob Sinibina. He has been giving us listening ears, trying to fix up meeting between us, the Department of State Security, and the state government to see how we could make this thing look faster and make some of these things move faster.
We're going to go, Mr. Chichuka, we'll go for a break, a short commercial. When we return, two things. You're going to tell us more challenges that logistic companies are facing, and do you profile your workers before you employ them? We'll find out all of these and then we take some of the calls and messages. Stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Podhackers.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk. Let's talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk. The Morning Crossfire continues on Nigeria Info. And, my guest is the chairman, if you would say president, of the Port Harcourt Logistics Owners Association, Ator Chijuka. Thank you for staying with us. Remember, if you have contributions to make, questions to ask, well, now would be a perfect time to do that using the WhatsApp number 0809-030-6416. For a lot of people at the time, some people shared the opinion that, well, some of these logistics companies unknowingly sometimes aid crime. And that has become a problem. You've heard from my guest situations where, well, riders have been arrested. Sometimes they don't know. There are other people that think sometimes the riders know and do this as a side hustle to make extra money. And that's where we're going to have my guest tell us about steps the companies take to ensure that they employ the right people with the right characters. In your case, I'd need you to tell me how you think we can tackle that problem if you believe that logistic companies sometimes get involved in this knowingly or unknowingly. How do we tackle it? What solutions are there for us to handle this? So you can call 0817-923-0007. You can also call 0817-923-0003. I'll get back to Mr. Chijuka here with me in the studio. You were telling us about how 9 months is what it takes before you get the permit to operate. We've also seen some challenges you face with regards to how the police, hold riders and owners of logistics companies, even when there's a document showing the information of whoever ordered what they ordered and where it was going to, and those people should be arrested. But it didn't look like, because those people absconded for whatever reason, the logistic companies are now the ones that are kept in detention. Now, you're saying, like, right now there are still riders in police detention that did not or are not involved in any crime. It now brings us to ask, How do you verify who works for you as a rider? Is there some method profiling that you do independently as a company?
Yeah, we definitely, before a rider is employed, apart from checking his riding skills, we tend to do a background check on him. Try to see if we can use some
times.
We use the Nigerian police to do some little investigation, send the rider's name to the closest station to him for screening and the rest of it. So that's aside what the Department of State Security does.
Mm.
Because every rider in Port Harcourt indirectly has been screened by the Department of State Security. Not everyone, but I say, okay, most riders in Port Harcourt has been screened by the Department of State Security. So we still try to do within our own some bit of background check his history. You know, go around his vicinity, ask some questions to know if he has.
So if I come to you and say I want to be a rider, is it that I'll first be screened by the government, the DSS, before you screen me as a company? How does it work? Or you submit my name?
I have to submit your name on a letter to the state government. But before I would submit your name, I definitely have to do my own background checks.
Okay.
To be very certain that, okay, this is somebody, first of all, you want to work. And take on the you can drive. Then thirdly, you're not a criminal. Aside the drug aspect of it, most of our riders move with some little finances belonging to e-commerce, some vendors and the rest of it. So it's a threat to us if you have...
If you're supposed to take money somewhere and then you abscond with the money.
It's a very serious challenge. And we move... Most times you move valuable items. So if your rider is it's of questionable, you know, it's difficult because you take the fall. You make payments for things that you definitely have no idea about.
They also say, or some of them transport weapons and small arms and the rest of them. Have you ever had such an experience, or any other rider being in that situation where you apprehend a rider who was going to deliver some light weapons illegally?
I've heard, but as a president, I've not been called for such case. But generally, we have a whistleblowing policy within ourselves, whereby if you know a company who indulges in such activities, you just let any of the executives of the association know. So we know how to follow up immediately.
So when the police confirms or says, okay, this person is fit, no records, this person is, from what we've seen, they are good to go. And then eventually they went to go and deliver cake. And then in the cake, unfortunately, there's something inside. And then this person is apprehended on the road. And then the police takes the person. How do you relate the fact that the police vetted this person to be fit, and now this person is delivering something that clearly he would not know what is inside, but then he's still held in detention for it for months?
How should I say, those are issues of the security system of the country, and it's something we keep trying.
The police refuse to grant bail to these persons and say, we're granting you bail, but if we need you for questioning, you have to report yourself to this police station because we're still investigating this case?
Someone has to be in the station. Someone has to be arrested. That's what they'll tell you, first of all.
Of course, somebody would definitely be arrested at first. But the question now is, you see the person on the road. It's the officer's job to arrest that person. Because you are the one I'm seeing now. So let's go to the station first. And then we go to the station, and then the company comes, and everybody, and then all the documents, and you see. And the police have seen that, okay, this guy is just working for these people. Even the police officer would not go to deliver a cake. And when he gets there, we say, open your cake, scatter the cake, let's see what is inside first. So some things you would expect common sense to say, this is it. If the company has come, and another thing many will say, the fact that we're trying to decongest our cells, because if you go to some of the police stations, even the cells are congested. I'm not talking about the prisons now. So it would not make sense to hold people unnecessarily. If, I'm just saying, has there been situations where you show all these dull facts the police have seen, and then what you're pleading for, okay, let's grant us bail. Let's get bail for this person. If you need us for questioning, we are here. You know where we are. We are here. We'll come for questioning on this matter. Has there been such, and then the police did not accept or refused to follow that path?
Most times on the long run, they tend to accept bail, but it would be close.
You go talk. Are you scared to say amount? If you paid for the bill, if what you paid for, you said they asked us to pay. If that's what happened.
There are sometimes you have to build the rider separate, wait for some time, then you go back to build the bike.
Oh. Yeah. So the bill is technically not free?
It's definitely not free.
All right.
And if you have about, if you have a chain of places in the station, you bill each and every one of them
separately.
Separately.
Different amount of monies.
Different
the same amount,
different
of money.
Amount of money.
Or based on negotiating power.
It depends.
Oh, okay. Let's open the phone lines first. We'll come back to some more challenges facing you. But you heard the guest and the operations and how they intend to see that they do the best that they can to nip this rising trend in the bud, because a lot of complaints have come in. Police have apprehended plenty riders. The former administration made this known, that people transport so light weapons using these logistic company riders, hard drugs, and the rest of them. It's now becoming a thing. So what is the role of the companies in trying to stop this? How is the police also handling this? 0817923 0007 and 0817923 0003. We'll start with Fortune. Fortune is calling from Ogbogoro this morning. Fortune, good morning to you. Welcome.
Thank you, Fiume. Good to hook up to you, and good morning to the President, Riders Association in Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
I also do a logistics, though not the do gold and the rest of them. And what Ogbogoro is talking about here is something that is so rampant in Port Harcourt. If I can tell you for free that our government are not ready to do the right thing. When they stop dispatch riders in the name of profiling this and that, all this and that story, and they still end up coming with what I'll say that is just a joke. They don't profile anything. Also, think of it. You know, both the drivers are glamouring, are asking that all the inner drivers should profile riders the way drivers have been profiled. That has not been done. And this is a nice ground, something that Nigerian security should step in for them to be able to cope in security. Do you know that most riders, they use different lines to register on the platform and order ride and go and commit any crime that they want to? I'm not just talking about killing drivers and collecting cars. Now, sometimes they use it to order rides for delivery. And when the driver gets it, they'll hand you something and say, these are what you are going to deliver. If you want to act into it, if they say that there's some deep knowledge in it, you ask a series of questions, the next thing they'll cancel the ride, and that is it. So dispatch riders, they say they profile, what are the details that they collect? Now, the line that they use in communication, how authentic is the registration of that line? Certainly, if it's up to you today, people are still using lines that are not registered. And when you call, you see different names, dog's name, pet name, this and that. So how do you tell me that line has been registered? It's difficult.
All right, Fortune, thank you. Let's go to Chris in Rumobiakani now. Chris, good morning.
Yeah, Andrew, good morning.
Yes, go ahead, Chris.
Okay, for me, I want to say these rider companies, they are not sincere. That is why when the governor, the former governor, saw this thing, he was doing everything to ensure that all these things they are doing. But they themselves were politicizing the whole thing. It is now clear that what the governor was trying to do was to safeguard us from all these and that is why today I'm telling you this crime will come back, because since the governor has left the office, I just pity the state, because that is something to have a rocket person to take affairs of some of these things. I don't like the former governor for this kind of thing, because he has said that the right thing must be done. But as I'm telling you now, these people will go back to their normal behavior. They know what they are doing. Many of them are sincere. That is the truth of the matter.
All right, Muriel. Muriel in Okrika, good morning to you.
Oh, yeah. Ifeanyi, good morning.
Good morning, Muriel.
Good to be back.
Welcome.
For a few days. Look, Ifeanyi, I laughed when your guest was just mentioning she. And I understand, because mostly it's the ladies that are enjoying this cruise, delivering food and all the rest. But the thing I want to suggest, if there is any way this your guest as the president, you can look for a way to get identification cards, identity numbers, for their registered rider, so that people, the public will know when you're calling a rider, when you stop a rider. Sometimes you can just stop them on the road. And then you know that this person is a registered member. You have their card, and you have their number, you have their names. And there is a way, maybe you can link it immediately to the office. If this person is genuine, trust me, those identity cards can be compromised. If there's a way, you can just link it to their office store for them to confirm that, yes, this is their registered member. You should tell them. And I want to also ask Femi, is there any way there are some items, this their union should have offices, maybe a few offices in some parts of the state. If there is a way where we can, so that some sensitive items they deliver can be sent to the office. Items that they know that they cannot really sell, just like the cake. They cannot confirm if some things are hidden inside. Dispatchers, people that want to dispatch and send those items, should send it to the office. Then the office should screen it, use all those bomb detectors. They can even have one in some of the offices to detect that there is nothing.
But Muriel, have you put into consideration how long all of this is something somebody wants to eat and you are going through all this process? Have you considered how long it's going to take?
For the cake and some safety that they know that they cannot search, you cannot open it or search. And trust me, there are some riders, there are some packages that some people have packaged before they even call the riders. The packages, so they should sensitize people that, please, before you package anything, make sure you inform, you call a rider, because you can just package a gift and you stop the rider on the road. Please stop. And then you send it. But especially the cake, the rider should reject it. Say, please, there are some items that you don't carry on your own without bringing it to the office. If you're caught by the police as a rider, you will get the brunt, because we ordered you people not to deliver sensitive items like cake and the rider. You cannot really, really verify if
all
there
right.
are maybe harmful or some sensitive objects in them.
Thank you, Muriel. Let's go to Ida now in Nkoro. Ida, good morning.
Yeah, Andre, I greet you specially.
I greet you too.
Andre, say me, I believe those riders is not something I'll come and talk on air. This, the Agan should advise them. And we didn't try, Andre, careful. Mostly they collect from people to go and deliver. It's very, very bad. I've seen, but it's not something I'll come and talk on air. Before they want to deliver this particular thing, the office should know. They should bring guys, the office should know what they want to go and deliver. So the office is not a problem. They take you from people anyhow. I cannot say it on. You should advise them. And where they drive is not good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ida. On Facebook, Adi Oji says, the fact is, some of these logistic companies are secretly aiding crime against the will of government. Chile Edwin says, it's normal that people will always hide under the guises to commit crime, but the duty of the security agents is to fish out the criminals and not always closing down businesses, because one or two persons in the business are the ones that committed the crime. We have quite a number of the messages coming in. Okay, I think we had that one. Let's see what we have on WhatsApp quickly before I get on to my guest and get his response. Good morning. Ifeanyi, I want to believe that logistic companies have a record of who sent a package and to whom that package will be delivered. So why didn't the same police conduct profiling on these riders, take these records and contacts and go and fish out the sources that the package of the illegal substances and apprehend them instead of holding riders? Same question we're asking, but then I'm not a police officer, so I don't know all the details of how they do their work. I'm pretty sure they would have something to tell us as to why riders and logistic companies and whoever will be continually detained when they have all of these things. As an ordinary person with common sense, I would say I have all of the details. The best I could do is, okay, you can go on bail, but we can come back, call you back when we need you. The problem would not be when you abscond. Then we know that, okay, when we catch you, it's over. But then it's what it is. Packages like cakes a eatable substance should be packaged right in front of the riders.
Yes.
You can package cake right in front of the rider, but you cannot make the cake in front of the rider. I don't know if you get the point. If you are making the cake, I must have made the cake and hid whatever I wanted to hide inside the cake. And I wait for you to come and I wrap it in your present. Besides, you can't wrap cake with my opaque materials. It's usually transparent. So you look, you see it's a cake. But you can't see inside the cake. Like, you can't take knife and then cut the cake and begin to know whether, or chuck the cake and see whether they hid gun inside or they hid drugs inside. Or you can't see, you can't know, you can't tell. Eli from Alu, good morning.
Good morning, Morgan.
You're welcome.
Okay, sir.
Hello, Eli.
I just listened to... Yes, I'm with you, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay, I was just listening to you people's conversation in the radio station. What happened is... are you with me?
Eli, we are with you.
Almost 2 years ago, the governor called us on an update so that they can be able to locate any riders who is doing illegal jobs, and which is we did that, which is under the DSS for profiling, before they then transfer it to Minister of Transport for which to be updated before starting or riding in the Port Harcourt road. So I think if the police or anybody has to hold any rider that they say this one is doing illegal or carrying some illegal jobs, I think it is the duty of the police to go back to the ministry to check the person data and to know who the companies are operating with.
All right, Eli, thank you. Already out of time. As we wrap up, just tell us, so what are the other challenges and how do you, solutions you would suggest for logistic companies?
Okay,
in a few seconds.
All right, I would just reply to one of the callers, Miriam. Mm. Now, every rider has something they call the reflective jacket,
mm-hmm.
and they have what we call a rider's card. Now, the reflective jacket shows the details of the company at the State Ministry of Transport database, and the rider's card has a rider's details. So if you want to order for an item or you have a rider on the road that is misbehaving or something, if you just copy down the vest number behind, we can trace the rider wherever he is in Port Harcourt.
Okay.
Then now some other challenges we face in this business, and that's something the federal government has to do, is talk about fuel. Fall is a very serious challenge for us right now because
time will not allow us. It's a challenge for everybody, Chijuka. Thank you very much.